Blog Talk Radio.
Stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand.
Welcome to Prolific Fire. I would like to thank you all for joining me on tonight. I pray that everybody will be blessed by this word on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you sit me down and you stand up mightily in me, God. I pray, Lord God, that I will be able to do this word justice the way that you gave it to me, Lord God, that your people may be well fed on tonight, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for your assistance, Lord God, for your strength on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, welcome to Prolific Fire. I am Prophetess Stacy. Thank you for being with me on tonight. The foundational text comes from Genesis 3, and I will be reading verses 1 through 19 from the New King James. The temptation and fall of man. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and hers, between your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to the dust shall you return." The sin that Adam and Eve committed in the garden was very costly. It separated them and us from having fellowship with God. This was not God's intended design. He wanted to be with us. Throughout the Old Testament, God made every move possible to draw near to us. It was not until Jesus came as Emmanuel that God was able to fully rejoin humanity. He no longer needs to be with us, but can dwell within us. Jesus told his disciples as he prepared to go to the cross what God's master plan was to reconnect with us. Pastor Bridget Hilliard from her book, 30 Days of Winning. You don't have to fall for that, which is the title of tonight's message. You don't have to fall for that. You don't have to fall for that. The sin that Adam and Eve committed, you don't have to fall for that. The blood Jesus shed on the cross redeemed you from that. The blood Jesus shed on the cross redeemed you from that. Still, even though you have been made free, you are in bondage, committing the same sins that caused Adam and Eve to fall. So many of you are setting yourself up to fall, and you don't even know it. So many of you on tonight are setting yourself up to fall, and you don't even know it. Let's look at what led to the fall of Adam and Eve. Reading again Genesis 3, verses 1 through 5. "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And when he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" The first thing that led to Adam and Eve's fall was bad communication, wrong association. The first thing that led to Adam and Eve's fall was bad company, wrong association. 1 Corinthians 15:33 from the New Living Translation says, "Don't be fooled by those who say such things. For bad company corrupts good character. For bad company corrupts good character. Eve may have meant well, but she just confused herself by choosing to talk with the serpent. She just confused herself by choosing. She chose that. She chose to talk to the serpent. She confused herself by choosing to talk with the serpent, by choosing bad company. Many of you are confused, and it's coming from who you chose to talk to. Many of you are confused, and it's coming from who you've chosen to talk to, who you chose to let in your life. Because of who you are keeping company with, you are no longer sure of yourself, and you no longer feel certain of what God called you to do. Because of who you keep in company with, you are no longer sure of yourself. You no longer feel certain of what God told you to do, what he called you to do. You overanalyze what you should know. So many of us are guilty of it. You overanalyze what you should know because you really don't know. Like the serpent with Eve, tricks are being played on your mind. But you can end the mind games. How many know tonight that you can end the mind games? You don't have to fall for that. There's nothing wrong with telling someone, you have nothing to say that I want to hear. You have nothing to say that I want to hear. Had Eve told the serpent, you have nothing to say that I want to hear. Had Eve said those words to the serpent, she wouldn't have failed and Adam wouldn't have failed, causing all of humanity, all of us to fall as well. But on tonight, you need to know that you don't have to fall for that. You can stop yourself from falling by choosing not to waste your time with people who only play games. See, the serpent was playing a game with Eve, and she didn't even know it. He was twisting her mind all around, and she just became so confused, she don't even know what God said. And because she was uncertain, she went on and she ate of the fruit and gave some to her husband, bringing down both herself and her husband and us, even though we weren't there. As I said, you don't have to fall for that. You can stop yourself from falling by choosing not to waste your time with people who only play games. Some conversations that got started are conversations you should have stopped. Some conversations that got started are conversations that you should have stopped because you didn't need to hear what they were saying. You didn't need to hear what they were saying. Some conversations will poison your spirit, poison your mind, like the serpent was doing with Eve. He poisoned her mind, playing all the little mind games with her until she was just confused. But when you do listen, listen carefully, because there are some words you need to hear and others you do not, and others you do not. Still, you need to be able to discern the difference. You need to be able to discern the difference between what you need to hear and what you don't need to hear on tonight. By choosing to talk with the serpent, Eve made herself acceptable to his games. She bought into his counsel. By choosing to talk with the serpent, Eve made herself acceptable to his games. She bought into his counsel. Stop taking advice so easily and freely, buying into their counsel. Stop taking advice so easily and freely. In other words, stop taking advice from everybody. Everybody does not have your best interest at heart. Stop telling everybody your personal business because everybody does not have your best interest at heart. Again, you need to be able to discern the difference. You need to know who you should talk to and who you should not. And that comes through discernment. Let's read Genesis 3, verses 6 and 7. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. Okay, remember, the first thing that led to Adam and Eve's fall was bad company, wrong associations. Okay, now we come into the second thing that led to the fall of Adam and Eve. It was the eating of forbidden fruit. The second thing that caused Adam and Eve to fall was the eating of forbidden fruit. And we still today falling from what we eat. And what we eat is still leading to our downfall today. In Leviticus 11, verses 8 through 12, I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. It talks about foods that are permitted and foods that are forbidden. The pig has a split hoof divided in two, but doesn't chew the cud, and so is unclean. You may not eat their meat. Among the creatures that live in water of the seas and streams, you may eat any that have fins and scales. You may eat any that have fins and scales. But any that does not have fins and scales, whether in seas and streams, whether small creatures in the shadows or huge creatures in the deeps, you are to detest. Yes, detest them. Don't eat their meat. Unlike Adam and Eve, what we eat today does not open our eyes to reveal nakedness. It does not open our eyes to reveal nakedness. But as the saying goes, we are what we eat. What we eat may open our eyes. What we eat may not open our eyes to nakedness, but it will open a door to sickness. But it will open a door to sickness if too much of the forbidden thing is eaten. If too much of the forbidden thing is eaten, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol can all be controlled with the right diet. The right diet is simply the right consumption of foods. Somebody needs to know that on tonight. The right diet is simply the right consumption of foods. God has a way that we should eat, and so does the world. God has a way that we should eat, and so does the world. Sickness is under the curse. Just in case somebody didn't know that, sickness is under the curse. And the curse is outlined in Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 talks about curses for disobedience. Deuteronomy 28 and 18 from the New King James. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body. God cares about the condition of our bodies. He cares about the condition of our bodies. He desires for us to have good health. He desires for us to have good health and not fall prey to sickness and premature death. And not fall prey to sickness and premature death. 3 John 2 from the King James says, Beloved, I wish above all things. Above all things, that means this is high on his list, what he's about to say. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. You don't have to fall for that. Don't wait until you are diagnosed and forced to change your eating habits. Please, please, please on tonight, don't wait until you're diagnosed and forced to change your eating habits. Make gradual changes now. You can slowly change it now. Admittedly, these days, everything just about has been said to be unhealthy. I must admit that there's always something in the news about this being unhealthy and that being unhealthy. It seems they come up with new scientific facts why this is bad and that is bad daily. Still, your health and my health is our responsibility. Still, your health is your responsibility. Do what you can to improve and or to protect your health. Do what you can to improve and or to protect your health. God is a spirit, but you are both a spirit and a physical being. You are both a spirit and a physical being. Therefore, as a spirit, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. But as a physical being, a human being, make the necessary changes in your diet. Make the gradual changes now. Remembering the promise of the Word of God found in Exodus 23:25, NIV. We're going to stand on that tonight. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. That's what God says. I will take away sickness from among you. The New Living Translation says, you must serve only the Lord your God. And if you do, I will bless you with food and I will bless you with food and water, and I will protect you from illness. As I said, sickness is under the curse, but good health is under the blessing. Also, the blessing is outlined in Deuteronomy 28. There's a blessing that comes from obeying God. Deuteronomy 28, which means you don't have to fall for that. You can be blessed. You don't have to be cursed. You don't have to fall for that. Jesus went to the cross to take away all of that. You don't have to fall for that. Deuteronomy 28:4 says, blessed shall be the fruit of your body. You don't have to fall for that. Now I'm going to go back and I'm going to read Genesis 3:6-12. I pray you're being blessed on tonight by what God gave me. I know we're covering various topics on tonight in one message, but this is how God gave it to me. So to God be the glory. Genesis 3, starting with verse 6. So the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise. So she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid. Wait a minute, I lost my place. Wait a minute. Just a second. So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate. The third and final thing that led to Adam and Eve's fall was disobedience. The third and final thing that led to Adam and Eve's fall was disobedience. Remember that we said the first thing that led to their fall was bad communication, wrong association. The second thing was eating forbidden fruit. But nowadays, we can consider it as eating something that wasn't good for us. For them, it was just something that he told them not to eat. And the third thing I said was disobedience. 1 Samuel 15:22 from the New Living Translation. But Samuel replied, What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offering and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Giving God your time and talent is good. But if you fail to listen and do things the way God has asked, see, on tonight, beloved, God has a way that he wants things done. You may get it done, what he asked you to do, but if you didn't do it his way, then you're still being disobedient. And you're going to end up like Adam and Eve, consuming every opportunity that looks good simply because someone told you it was good. Disobedience. At some point in your life, you are confused. At some point in everybody's life, we get confused. And I do believe that right now is your time. At this point in your life, you are confused. What did God really say? And like forbidden fruit, you consume every opportunity, any opportunity, any relationship. If it makes you feel good, if it makes you take your mind off of some things for a while, what's the harm? Your flesh is beginning to talk to you, and you really believe, what's the harm? The harm is this. You're now doing things God didn't create you to do. You are now doing things God didn't create you to do, things your parents didn't raise you to do. Like Adam and Eve, you've gotten a taste of what is forbidden, and you don't know how to handle what you've been exposed to. Like Adam and Eve, you've gotten a taste of what is forbidden, and you don't know how to handle what you've been exposed to. Like Adam, you try to point the finger at the other person. You heard it when I read it. He tried to point the finger toward Eve. God, it was this woman that you gave to be with me. No, no, no. You should never point the finger at the other person. Like Adam, you try to point the finger at the other person, but really, you are only responsible for you. It was not Eve's fault that Adam ate. He could have said no. He's responsible for himself, and you are responsible for yourself just as much as I am responsible for myself. You are only responsible for you. I am only responsible for me. And hiding from God when you need to be running to God is not helping. I'm going to say that again for somebody. And hiding from God when you need to be running to God is not helping. In Isaiah 1:18, New Living Translation, God says, come now. God wants you to run to him. He wants you to come now. Let's settle this. Though your sins are like scarlet, then white as snow. You don't have to fall for that. Jesus already went to the cross and made redemption for the fall of Adam and Eve. Therefore, on tonight, you don't have to fall for that. You don't have to fall for the same things they fail for. You can monitor the company you keep. You can do it. You do not have to associate with everybody. And you don't have to do it to be popular or liked. You do not have to associate with everybody. You can monitor the company you keep. You can break every wrong association. You can monitor what you eat and not just eat because it looks good. You can monitor what you eat and not just eat because it looks good. You can choose to obey God and not your flesh. That's a big one. You can choose to obey God and not your flesh. Jesus already went to the cross, and through the shedding of his blood, he paid for your sins. You don't have to fall for that. And on tonight, your that may be something your sin may be something other than what has been covered in tonight's message. But you know what? God still went to the cross and he covered that. You do not have to fall for that. 1 John 1:9 from the New Living Translation. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us. To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. You do not have to fall for that. Right now, this is a salvation call. if you are not saved and right standing with God, but you desire to be. That's all that's necessary, a desire. You desire to be. Repeat after me. I'll give you a moment to make up your mind. But I can tell you right now, choosing God is the best thing you will ever do. Still, I'm going to give you a moment. Repeat after me. Father God, I confess I have sinned. I want to receive the redemption Jesus paid for on the cross. I'm tired of falling for this and that, making a mess of my life. I believe Jesus is Lord. I need and want him to be my Savior. I need and want him to be my Savior. Now let's pray this message out on tonight for the unnecessary, to guard who we keep company with and choose to believe. Help us always to remember, trust, believe, and do just what you said. Break every sugar addiction, pork addiction, and every unhealthy addiction on tonight. And somebody on tonight, you need to add to that list. You know what you're addicted to. And tonight, God, we ask you to break every addiction. Help us to take charge of our health and our destiny. We don't have to fall for that. In Jesus' name. At this time, if there's anyone on the phone who needs prayer, press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. For prayer or private consultation throughout the week, remember that you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at prolificfire and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, this ministry has a new website. Be sure to go and check out ProlificFireMinistry.com. That's ProlificFireMinistry.com. Join me next Monday, somebody said next Monday, same time, same place, when the message will be Understanding a Late God. Understanding a Late God. What does it mean when God deliberately withholds his help? What does it mean when God deliberately withholds his help? Songs played tonight were How Can It Be by Lauren Diago and Oh Lord by Lauren Diago. And if you were with me on last week, we had a little bit of technical difficulty, and I promised that I would play I Have to Believe by Rita Springer. So that's how we're going to close the show tonight. This is I Have to Believe by Rita Springer. Once again, thank you for being with me tonight. I love you. God bless. At the end of this song, that will be the conclusion of the show for tonight. Believe. If there anybody on the phone that desires prayer, you can press 1 at this time, and I would be glad to pray with you. Press 1, and I will pray with you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm doing just great. I was just calling in for prayer.
Sure. Specific needs?
For favor in all things, my business.
I tell you
what,
we're going to pray for favor and whatever else God leads me to pray for.
Okay.
And when I finish praying, if you think of anything else that needs to be added, Just let me know. And
okay,
thank you so much for calling in on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for allowing my sister to call in on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are a God that meets every need, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for showering down on her, Lord God. Thank you for touching her mind, Lord God, and for giving her your wisdom, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're going to surround her with your favor as with a shield, as your word says, Lord God. I thank you for touching her business, Lord God. Thank you for touching her body. Thank you for touching her family, Lord God, with your favor, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that everything that you desire for her to be will come to pass in her life, Lord God. Every delay, Lord God, was not a setback, Lord God, but you were setting her up for something better, Lord God. I thank you for every bullet that she's dodged, Lord God, that the enemy threw at her, Lord God, that tried to discourage her, Lord God, from what you called her to do, Lord God. But I thank you that through it all, Lord God, even though she might have got a little discouraged, Lord God, you gave her the faith to keep on pushing, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you've been with her this far, Lord God, and I trust and I know and believe that you're going to continue to walk with her, Lord God, that you're going to favor her in all things that she said, Lord God. You're going to favor her in all things, Lord God. Whatever she put her hands to, Lord God, give her your favor. And as you did with Moses, Lord God, wherever the soles of her feet touch, Lord God, give her your favor, Lord God. Whether it's with a house, Lord God, getting a new house, Lord God, relocating or whatever, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that even before she decided to do it, Lord God, the favor is already there, Lord God, that you already making provision, Lord God, not just for this and that thing, Lord God, but for everything, Lord God. You're making a way, Lord God. I thank you that anything the enemy tried to throw up against her between now and next week at this time, Lord God, that you would help her, Lord God, to get rid of it, Lord God, and she would know that you were the one that came to her aid, Lord God. I thank you for being a constant in her life, Lord God, her companion, Lord God, when people are not there for her, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to continue to minister to her spirit, Lord God, and keep her strong, that she will win in every area of her life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything else that needs to be covered?
No, I appreciate you. I really appreciate you. I thank God for you. You pretty much covered everything for me.
Okay, God bless you. Thank God for you,
God
too.
God bless you. Yes, bless you.
Okay, that concludes the show tonight. God bless you. Have a good night, everybody.